Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In news out of Falls Village, the town will begin to search for a new transfer station boss. According to Fred Palmer, the town's transfer station manager, he'll be retiring effective June 30th. Meanwhile, the selectmen are also looking for a new town attorney, as Judith Dixon, who has long served the town, is retiring in September. Now, in Falls Village, the finance board has pushes for cuts in local tax rate for the next year. The town now has about $980,000 in its fund balance, which is more than 15% to 20% of the budget the auditor recommends. That figure probably will drop to $900,000, but still, it represents a large cushion. And officials now in Falls Village are suggesting possibly the town hire its own superintendent. It could save money. According to Lou Temelot, a part-time superintendent might be $20,000 to $24,000, and they wouldn't have all the bureaucratic nightmare, but they would still belong to the region. Pat McHare said she understands the cost for a part-time superintendent would be more in the range of $30,000 to $35,000. Yesterday, via Facebook announcement, Brian Oler announced his intentions to seek re-election for state representative of the 64th District. He gained unanimous endorsement from party delegates. Tonight, Tim Abbott, the guest speaker at the Falls Village Canaan Historical Annual Dinner Meeting. That'll be held at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale on Friday and Saturday from 9 till 2 at Noble Horizons, Copple Road in Salisbury. Admission is free both days. Early birds pay $10 from 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday only. Town of Sheffield and Sheffield Transfer Station will hold their spring 2018 bulky waste collection for town residents. No business waste accepted. Dates are Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., and Sunday from 8:30 till 2. More information is available at 413-229-7000, extension 152. Master Gardener Volunteers, Cronulla Cooperative Extension, Dutchess County have their plant sale May 18th and 19th, Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday from 9 till 2, at the Farm and Home Center in Millbrook, New York. More information at 845-677-8223, extension 115. Housatonic Valley Regional High School juried student art exhibit happens. That's Blue and Gold at the White, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Now, the artist reception will be Friday the 19th from 5 till 7. Refreshments are provided by Dino's Pizza. 80% of the proceeds from the sale of the student's artwork goes directly back to the student artist. The remaining 20% goes to the arts program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. More information at whitegalleryart.com. On the web. A Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will be held May 18th at the Firehouse on West Main Street. The doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Reservations are not required. For the 59th straight year, Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is continuing its tradition of monthly lobster sales. This year's season features a sale on Saturday, May 19th, June 16th, July 21st, August 18th, and September 15th. Lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 on those days. Lobsters will average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each and can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. It's recommended that customers call no later than the Friday before each sale to guarantee the order. Proceeds from the sales are used to fund scholarships to local students and donations to local charities. Trade Secrets is back once again this week, May 19th and 20th. Saturday, May 19th, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale held at Lion Rock Farm in Sharon, Connecticut. And then on Sunday, of course, will be the guided tours throughout the region. For more information, you can contact the Women's Support Services or TradeSecretsCT.com on the web. The D.M. Hunt Library will host its annual homegrown plant sale this coming weekend, the 19th and 20th, from 9 to 2 both days. All proceeds benefit the library. For more information, 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org. Meanwhile, the Pine Plains Garden Club's annual plant sale takes place on Saturday from 9 till noon at the town gazebo, located on Route 199 South Main Street, Route 82. Douglas Library holding its annual plant book and bake sale on Saturday from 10 until 2. The plant sale featuring flowers and plants from Freund's Farm Market as well as donated plants. Donated plants are always welcome. For more information, 860-824-7863. The Ralph Venturilla Memorial and Armenia Lions Kids Fishing Derby will take place on Saturday, May 19th from 10 till 2. The Fishing Derby, unlike others hosted by the Lions, is not a fundraiser. It's simply a way to give back, and this is exactly what Ralph is all about, having served the community for more than 60 years. About 60 kids from the ages of 2 through 15 have shown up each year to fish at Venturilla's Pond at Armenia in the past, and they're hoping for an equally successful event this year. Hot dogs, chips, and soda and water are donated by Freshtown for each registrant. Prizes are awarded for the biggest fish, bass, trout, and bullheads and sunfish in each age group, and the most fish caught during the day. Worms are also donated by Rennie's in Dover. There's nothing more joyful than watching the kids catch their first fish. It's a catch-and-release derby. It's free to all kids 15 years and younger. Make a day of it and join the Lions at this family event. For more information, contact Lion Lori Hale at 845-373-9751. In Millbrook on the 19th, it's the 10th annual Millbrook Literary Festival with dozens of authors participating in panel discussions, readings, signings throughout the day. This year's authors include Michael Korda, Jennifer Ulrich, Poet Gold, and many more from 10 until 5. On Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Ankrumdale Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall, Bill Cradinger from the New York State Historic Preservation Office and town historians Robin Massa and Claire Van Tassel will be giving a progress report on the plan to establish a historic district in the hamlet of Ankrumdale. Lakeville Host Company has their spring chicken barbecue on Saturday, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. Takeout limited seating is available. Adults $12, seniors $10, children $6. To reserve tickets ahead of time, 860-435-9642. Annual roast beef dinner at St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, New York happens on Saturday. Donations for tickets, adults 15, children 7, under 10. All takeouts $15. Takeout at 4:30 pickup, eat-in at 5:30. To reserve tickets, 518-789-4769 or 518-329-0038. Abstract painter Harper Blanchett has a solo show of his paintings at the Blue Star Gallery on Main Street in Falls Village. It opens Saturday, May 19th from 5 until 8 p.m. The Falls Village Inn will be catering. There'll be music by Ed Thorney and 10 Mile as well. The public is invited to attend. The Polaros Piano Trio performs at the Rojan Library in Copaic on May 19th at 5 p.m. A Louisa May Alcott Dinner Theater will take place on Saturday from 7 till 9 at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, 53 Main Street in Kent. The themed dinner will be followed by a staged reading and costume that features appearances by Louisa, her father, Bronson Alcott, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau. More information at 860-927-3761. On Saturday at 7 p.m., the Sandusfield Arts Center hosting the 8th Annual Sandusfield Family Cabaret Night, a full program of local bands, bossa nova, martial arts, comedy, and much, much more. For more information, sandusfieldartscenter.org or 413-258-4100. Berkshire Box Society reminds you there's a change in date for their next concert. It'll be on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Go for Baroque. For more information, berkshirebach.org. The Children's Attic is coming, a shop and annual maternity and children's consignment sale at the Community Health Program's Route 7 campus in Stockbridge Road, Great Barrington, Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and Sunday from 9 until noon. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will hold a motorcycle enthusiast annual blessing of the bikes on Sunday. Any biker who would like his or her motorcycle blessed is welcome to come to the church, 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury, at 11:30 on the 20th. A prayer will be said for all bikers, and their bikes will be blessed with holy water. All are invited to stay for a picnic following the blessing. In Sharon, Silver Lake Conference Center will hold an open house on Sunday from 1 till 5. In addition to tours at the camp and conference center, the newly built high ropes course will be staffed and open to those who'd like to climb, and the new disc golf course will be available for those who want to test their skill with a flying disc on the ground. The open house will feature walking tours of the facilities and more. More information at silverlake.org. The Sanford Grange is sponsoring its annual roast pork dinner on Sunday at the Grange Hall on Route 82. One buffet-style serving will begin at 2 p.m. May 20th, a special event at Music Mountain in Falls Village will be a celebration of the life of Nicholas Nick Gordon. It'll happen at 3 p.m. on the 20th at Music Mountain and be followed by a reception. Also at Music Mountain, the public is invited to attend. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Through Hiking on the Appalachian Trail, a talk by Sam Ducharme. It'll happen on Sunday at 4 p.m., sharing his 2,180-mile, 14-state backpacking trip. It's at the Sundays at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 62.52 to 24,768.93. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,398.29 and the S&P 500 at 2,722.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.